This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. My first guest has been on our show many times over the past 33 years, and he's going to join us again this hour, country legend Ronnie Millsap, comedian and one of the founders of the group Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto. Bill Fawcett will be joining us. He's penned a book that is really funny, and it's kind of educational, too, Oval Office Oddities. In our lifestyle segment, we'll be talking to Dr. Yael Fernando with great memories of August, staying well during the hot days of this month, and also Dr. Tia Paul with hair care. And that's all coming up this hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. On the subject of Ronnie's, my first guest the second hour, Ronnie Millsap.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger, so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Don't tempt me with your eyes. I fill my heart with lies. If you don't really want me to.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. That is from a great CD that's out right now, long overdue, from one of the best in the business. It's called If You Don't Want Me. Joining us right now with his new album, Country Again, is our friend Ronnie Millsap. Hello, Ronnie. How you doing?
All right, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it is a delight, and as we both know, two wrongs don't make a right, but we're going to try and make it happen.
Right? Hey, two wrongs do make a right.
They do make a right. I like your thinking. I really do. Ronnie, I got to tell you, this is a great CD. I know you haven't recorded a country CD in about 5 years, that you did a gospel one back in 2009, but this is hot stuff.
Yeah, well, fans talked about it. They said, hey, Millsap, are you ever going to record another country album? And I said, yeah, I certainly could. And then, you know, a lot of folks talked to me enough about it, and a disc jockey friend of mine from here in town said, you need to do that. And I had the songs to do it, and going in the studio and doing it was a real joy. Making records today on the computer is so much faster than it used to be with analog. Here it is, out.
And you're right about the technique. I mean, remember the days, boy, we're really going to date ourselves now, when you did everything. Instrumental was on one track, the vocals on the other, and if the bass player made a mistake, even though everything else was good, you did the whole thing all over again?
Yeah, sure do. I remember that, Ron.
Yeah, take number 704. And you know the other thing, too? There was a little bit of aura to it. I mean, everybody was was there. You know what I'm saying? It was like a live performance.
Well, I still believe the best performances for records are captured when everybody in the studio was playing.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Boy, what a career. 7 Grammy Awards, 8 Country Music Association Awards, 4 Academy of Country Music Awards. Been at the Grand Ole Opry since 1976. Ladies and gentlemen, this man has sold 35 million records and 40 number one hits. And they said it wasn't going to happen, Ronnie. Are you kidding me?
Well, I was told when I graduated from high school in Raleigh, I had studied 12 years of classical music, and I said, I want to be in the music business. And they said, no, you can't do that because you'll fail. You'll wind up being a liability to the state. We want you to do something academic, like, why don't you become a lawyer?
Oh, great.
I said, okay. Well, I guess I could do that. We'll send you anywhere to college in the United States if you'll just study law. I said, okay. So I started going to school over in Georgia. Right around the same time, I went to a Ray Charles concert in Atlanta, and I got backstage in his dressing room, the piano in the dressing room. To make a long story short, I got to play 3 songs for Ray Charles, and I said, everybody that's sponsoring my education wants me to be a lawyer, and I want to be in music. And he heard me sing, and he said, well, son, you can be a lawyer if you want to, but there's a lot of music in your heart. If I were you, I'd follow what my heart tells me to do.
Wow, what a story. I mean, to be able to play for the great Ray Charles, I mean, that in itself is success.
Yeah, I was 20, and I was nervous, and I said, man, you are the high priest.
He is.
And I've got all your records, and I love Ray Charles' records. Obviously, I always have. Big fan of Ray's. He gave me that piece of advice.
Wow. Well, it couldn't come from anybody better. Nobody sang a soul song like Ray Charles. I mean, if you did a cover of a Ray Charles song, you had to have a lot of guts.
Yeah, you did. Well, the thing about it, too, he changed the whole landscape of country music.
Yeah. Well, you did too, though. I mean, you brought country soul into the whole thing. I mean, you changed it unbelievably.
You know, when I came into it in 1973, I knew I came to Nashville to be involved in country music. And I was lucky to be managed by the same manager that was managing Charlie Pride. This guy got me a deal with RCA, got me on major television. He got me off to a blazing start.
I know this late you inducted your good friend Keith Urban to the Music City Hall of Fame. You're on my pal Jimmy Fallon show, too. But let's talk about this CD, which was between yourself and Rob Gelbreath. This song, If You Don't Want Me To, has a dance craze to it. I mean, you're like the country Chubby Checker here with this thing.
Yeah, well, it's an odd history because it came out as a B-side on a couple of singles, and it was issued in Louisiana on jukeboxes.
Wow.
And so from this B-side, they created this dance called The Freeze from this song. And, you know, anytime I go to Louisiana, I have to play it 3 or 4 times before they let me leave the building.
Really?
Yeah. And they play it for just about any major event that they have, weddings, any kind of celebration, they always play this song. And a guy mentioned to me one night, he said, is this available on CD? And I said, no, it's not. He said, that's a shame. If you'd put that on a CD, you'd sell 1 million copies right here in Louisiana. Well, Ron, we're about to find out.
Well, you're putting it all in my hands now, right? I better sell some 1 million copies of this.
Well, you know, it's out there, and it's doing well.
It's a good song.
We had to go back and find the original recording and just remaster it.
Well, you did a heck of a job, and in the CD of my hands, Country Again, there are 12 tracks, which is very cool. A lot of times artists will try and get 10 on a CD. You got 12.
No. Joe Galante was he was the king of the 9-song album.
That's right. I forgot about 9 songs on an album. That's pretty funny. That is unbelievable.
He is a dear friend of mine, though. He's a sweetheart, and he's somebody that really was a great record man back in the days of RCA. He was the real deal.
Yeah, that was the heydays of RCA. There's no doubt about it. When you are performing, you are an artist to be reckoned with. You're in the song. You know what I'm saying? You're in the song.
Well, I do think you've got to live it. It's like anything. If I'm going to be singing a song, and I must say, live performance is the best thing I
absolutely.
Do, Ron.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, singing for Pro Tools or tape machines is one thing, but singing for an audience is so much better.
No doubt.
Because you get feedback.
Yep, you get immediate reaction, whether it's love or hate, you get it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know if you're on or you know if it's an off night, you're going to find that out, too.
That's right. Now, are you doing a lot of road work these days, Ronnie?
Yeah, I sure am. We're still doing that.
Ronnie, you going to be down in Orlando or Florida?
I know we will, Ron. I'm just not sure what that schedule is. I know we're doing the Grand Ole Opry. I have to do that occasionally because I'm a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
You're a member. You know who was all excited about being members recently were the Oak Ridge Boys. They're all pumped
up.
Yeah, they couldn't wait to get in there.
Who else got in just recently?
I know.
Glasgow Flats.
I do remember.
They're in there, too.
I do remember, though, Ronnie, that the late Little Jimmy Dickens was the legendary singer and entertainer from the Grand Ole Opry that introduced the Oak Ridge Boys, and they were very excited about that. Of course, we lost Little Jimmy Dickens, but he was a great guy, wasn't he? Yeah, he had to be your friend, I know.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, RonnieMilsap.com is where you want to go to check out where he's going to be, and this new CD, Ronnie, is a home run for you. It's a grand slam. It's called Country Again, and it's got 12 new cuts, and it's done by one of the real legends and nice men in this business, Ronnie Milsap. Hey, Ronnie, I'm going to check this calendar to see if you're going to be down in our neck of the woods. If you are, I'm going to come and backstage, and we're going to visit.
I'd love that. Tap me on the shoulder and tell me who you are, and I'll remember.
I believe you would.
I'm with you. I'm with you, man, and I appreciate you having me on your show. And
Ronnie, we've been doing this show for 33 years, over a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just embarrassed in that time period that we haven't had you on the show more often because you're such a great guest.
Well, I am too.
Well, you don't have to be embarrassed. I'm the one who should have asked you. So when I ask you again...
Well, I'm always happy to come on. Should you ever want me to come on again, I'm ready.
I'm ready to have you. Let's do it. Okay, my friend?
Okay.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Sounds great. Thank you, Ron.
Ronnie Milsap, a brand new CD, Country Again. Get it. It's got some great material on it and a dance craze. Go to RonnieMilsap.com. And as Ronnie mentioned earlier in the interview, can you believe having an audience and playing three songs backstage in the dressing room for Ray Charles? I don't think if you're in the music business, whether you're an instrumentalist, a vocalist, whatever the case may be, doing that for the great Ray Charles had to be an experience of a lifetime. Ronnie Milsap, live all across the USA and around the world, you are with Ron Segi today.
Don't tempt me with your eyes, or fill my heart with lies. If you don't really want me to.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. And I am so happy to have our next guest on the show with us. He's been with us in the past. Funny, funny guy. And the other night, I watched till 5 o'clock in the morning a complete marathon of Impractical Jokers. Great show. And joining us, comedian, actor, and producer, Joe Gatto. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
My son, Scott, who I mentioned before, you guys know each other, he was in from St. Louis, and he said, Dad, you want to watch some Impractical Jokers? I said, yeah, I love that show. So we started about 10 o'clock. At about 5:30 in the morning, we said, well, I think it's time to go to bed right now.
Sorry for keeping you up, Ron. I'm glad it didn't put you to sleep, though.
No, it didn't put me to sleep. You were one of the founding members of the Tenderloins Comedy Troupe, of course, which is the Four Gentlemen and Impractical Jokers. I know that you've left the show for personal reasons, but when that show premiered, Joe, back somewhere around 2011 on True TV, it became a sensation, and it plays well to this very day. I don't know how you guys do it. We were having a little conversation about, could I do that stuff? And, you know, I know you've gotten Joey Fatone involved with a lot of things, but I just couldn't do that. You trying to pull off a toupee off of somebody in a restaurant that you thought had a toupee.
Yeah, it was crazy to be able to, I've always made those guys laugh with, so to be able to just to do that for a living and be able to use my nerve, the good of comedy, felt very nice.
Well, did you ever fear, or did it really happen sometimes, that somebody just smashed you? I mean, they just hit you or something, because some of the things that you do could really embarrass somebody, and of course, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we played the right line of it throughout. You know, we always felt if it got too mean, it wasn't our show. Our show was really about embarrassing ourselves. So I think, we tried to stay away from anything that would make people mean or angry. And for the most part, if people weren't into it, it was just because they were just having a bad day or whatnot. It wasn't because we were trying to make people feel bad. So luckily, I've never gotten swung on.
I just am amazed at how you have the nerve to do it. And a disc jockey in my past life, where we used to play practical jokes on other guys, but to do it in front of somebody that you've never met before is awesome. But you left the show recently because you wanted to spend more time with your children, but now you are out on the road with your comedy tour. Tell us about it, Joe.
Yeah, it's been really fun to be able to get out in front of the crowd and, you know, my fans and make them laugh again. It's been doing stand-up since January. I started doing my solo stuff, and now I've been fortunate enough to do, you know, theaters and with the fans coming out to laugh and show a little bit more of my side. People get to know me as also a father and stories from my life growing up. It's just been a nice mix to get in front of people and laugh right now and when we all need it, especially me. So it's been interesting to be out on the road on the weekends and then, you know, during the week, be able to be home to help with homework and dinner and things. It's definitely been an adjustment, but it's going pretty well.
All the domestic things. I have said this to comedians all my life, because I'm in the music end of this as a singer. And I think that out of all of the entertainers out there, whether you're an actor, a sports figure, singer, an author, the hardest job in entertainment, I believe, is comedy. Because as I've said a million times, you're living and dying every 4 seconds. And there's no safety net.
Sure, you bomb.
Yeah, and you bomb on your own. It's a long fall, you know, because you're there by yourself, and I give you a lot of credit. And you're used to working with three other people.
Yeah, so it's interesting when you're, you know, you're now responsible for 100% of the funding instead of just 25%. Yeah. But it's been working out pretty well. I've got a lot of material just from my life and this crazy journey I've been on, you know, for 46 years. So it's been really fun to get out there and make people laugh and see people smile. And yeah, like I said, get in front of the fans again who've been, you know, missing being in front of being able to see me. So it's been really great.
The show goes on, though, without you, does it not? I mean, I don't mean the comedy tour. I mean the Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, those guys are still at it.
You ever miss it?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's impossible not to. It's such a big part of my life for a decade.
Yeah.
You know, but then on the other side of it, I'm, you know, got to focus on what you got to focus on. And this is a different creative outlet I'm able to pursue now without being so focused on the one thing. So there's, you know, but, and of course, I miss working with your friends, you know. I've been making my best friend laugh forever, so that part of it is, you miss that, of course, as well.
Yeah, I would assume that you would. Now, the tour that you're on, I love this tour site schedule, okay? Nice Italian boy. Cannoli Productions is where you go to .com/tour to find out where he's going. Are you going to be down in the Florida area at all, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to be down in Sarasota, right at the Van Wetzel Performing Arts Hall.
Oh, yeah.
October 27th, I'm down there.
Good venue. Now, let's talk for a moment about a serious subject that you are an advocate for animals, and you founded Adopt Don't Shop. Tell us about that, Joe.
Yeah, we have the Gatto Pups, and we rescue a bunch of animals from different organizations here that need help. Most of them seniors. We focus on senior, giving a lot of senior love to them, give them a couple months before they're on their way out. But all my dogs are named after, you know, Italian desserts and pastries appropriately. You know, Cannoli Productions is actually named after my dog Cannoli. I have, you know, Cannoli, Biscotti, Spumoni, Tartufo. I got all of them, you know. So, and, you know, I'm just out there to remind people that shelters are filled with lots of dogs that need a loving home. So if you can, go out and help.
Yeah, that's a great cause. You did a show about the dogs I watched the other night about 4 o'clock in the morning. It was with the little white poodles you left.
I did. Yeah. I provided the dogs. We had to pretend that their names were weird names, and we needed to get some dogs. And they were like, when we came up with the bit, I was like, oh, we could just use my dogs because I have enough. So we just used my dogs for the bit. It was very fun.
How did you four guys meet?
High school. I know those guys for over 30 years at this point. We met freshman year of high school, and I've been friends ever since.
Well, I tell you something, it's still a great idea, and we miss you on the show, but we wish you all kinds of great luck with this new tour that you're going to be on. Again, go to cannoliproductions.com. The tour is, of course, Joe Gatto, who is absolutely one of the funniest guys in the world, and I mean that complimentary, not because you've been on the show before. I want you to take this as a compliment, okay? You got the look.
Okay, I'll take it around.
I don't want you to, you know, feel bad, but you got the look. You know, a lot of comedians go up there and they just, you know, they should be like insurance salesmen or maybe a shoe salesman or something. But you got the look. You look like you should be a comedian, and you are. You're one hell of a good one, too.
Thank you, Ron. I'm funny looking, Ron. I get it.
No. See, I knew that was going to be taken wrong.
No, it's good. No, I get it. I my body is a weapon. I'm a comedic. I love, you know, physical comedy I grew up with, I love as well. And I just really have honed that with my big dumb face and, you know, my big fat body. I'm not afraid to use them for the good of comedy.
Right here in my manual of how to be a good interviewer, it says, do not embarrass your guest looks or idiosyncrasies. You know, I never read that chapter before. I should really read this book over and over.
You'll get the hang of it, kid. Don't worry. Hang in there. Stick with it, Ron.
I want to tell you are one handsome comedian. I know that.
You're not funny, but you're good looking.
I can see why you guys have so much fun with the other guys on the show. Well, Joe, I don't have to tell you this. You are always welcome here, my friend. And again, go to cannoliproductions.com/tour to find out where Joe's going to be on tour. And if you get a chance to see him, go see him. He's terrific. And I want to tell you something. He's one handsome son of a gun.
He's easy on the eyes with that.
The women just gravitate to him. Hey, Joe, you're a good sport. Please come on back and join us again, my friend, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Joe Gatto, if you get a chance to see him, go see him. He's terrific. And he's handsome, too. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The legal team for former President Trump has until Monday to respond to Special Counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. The judge denied his lawyer's three-day extension. Smith filed the motion after Trump's Truth Social post, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." More than a dozen people suffered injuries when a Greyhound bus overturned on a highway south of Atlanta. The Texas Attorney General is appealing a ruling that would have relaxed the state's abortion ban. On Friday, a judge temporarily halted the abortion ban for women who have dangerous pregnancy complications. The Kinks keyboardist John Gosling has died, Variety reported. Gosling played on 10 Kinks albums during the 1970s. He was 75. Barbie will win the weekend box office again as it approaches $1 billion globally. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Well, that's familiar music. That's the song Hail to the Chief.
Well, that's familiar music. That's the song Hail to the Chief, meaning our president. And before you start to say, oh boy, not another segment on presidential politics, please save me from that. This is a little bit different and a very unique book that's out right now. And
I actually sought out our next guest. I saw this book that was out and I said, we have to get him on the air. As you all know, if you listen to me for any length of time, I'm a presidential buff. In fact, my office at home is a replica of the Oval Office. I mean, I am a fanatic for this. Was at the White House a couple of times. Has nothing to do who I believe should be president. It's just I respect the office. And joining us is a gentleman who has penned a book called Oval Office Oddities, of which I'm sure there are many. He is the author and editor of more than a dozen books. Joining us right now is Bill Fawcett. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing great. Good book. What made you write it?
I suppose the easiest way to say is I got tired of people not realizing presidents were people, too. That, while there's a tendency, because we like kings, we like someone greater than us to be the person in charge, we often lose sight of the fact that these are people with emotions, with feelings, with flaws, some of them very major flaws through history, and that they are a person sitting in that chair, and sometimes they just get overwhelmed. Jimmy Carter did it on a regular basis, being overwhelmed, that is.
Well, you wonder, when you go back before the sophistication of the media, how many of these people were, I don't want to say oblivious, but, you know, you really didn't know their character traits. You didn't know what their voice sounded like. And in some cases, probably would not win an election today. You know, and I'm talking about some big names back in the 17th and 18th and early 19th century.
No question. In fact, 1920, not that long ago, Warren Harding. The most polite thing I can say about Warren Harding was probably dumber than a box of rocks.
Yeah, but they said he looked like a president.
He looked great. He had the hair. He was tall. He had the gray temples. He was distinguished. His wife ran everything, and she didn't like him.
Yeah.
They called her the Duchess, and she ran his campaign. She wrote his speeches. She made sure he did what she said, except for involving a couple of ladies.
Yes, yes. And 2 years into his administration, he had a massive heart attack and died, and then we ended up with Silent Cal. But, you know, I want to make sure that everybody knows that this book is not a book that's going to be filled with statistics and when who signed the Monroe Doctrine and all these other things. These are Oval Office oddities of presidential facts, follies, and this is a fun thing to read. For example, can you imagine today having a press conference with Calvin Coolidge? May I read this excerpt that you have in the book here?
Please.
Okay, the reporter says, now this is a guy that they called Silent Cal. It wasn't even his first name. His first name was John Coolidge. And the reporter said, have you any statement from the campaign? And the president, Coolidge, says, no. The reporter says, can you tell us something about the world situation? And President Coolidge says, no. The reporter says, any information about prohibition? And the president says, no. Now, maybe he knew more than some of the presidents know today to keep his mouth shut.
And, of course, his final line there, the reporters leave the room. He looks up at them and says, you may not quote me.
Yeah, right. Dorothy Parker, who was an author during that time, when President Coolidge passed away, she made the comment, how could they tell? But there are great comments in there. You make an analogy here that is kind of interesting. Richard Nixon, in 1960, when he ran against John F. Kennedy, turned around and said he was going to pledge that he was going to campaign in all 50 states, which was the first time in a presidential campaign that there were 50 states. And while he's trekking up to Alaska,
with 2 days left in the campaign,
John Kennedy's in a heavily populated city where there are real delegates. These are just great stories. How did you research this?
Very large stacks of books. I probably read 15 million words or page through. Sometimes an entire book to pick one or two of the facts out. Sometimes there was much more productive. When you look and you read and you're looking at it from the angle of what about the person, things just jump out at you that you normally don't think about. But I do like to say that this book is primarily there for fun. If you're tired of the election, that's why the book is there. It's got really no redeeming social values. I wouldn't recommend it to a history teacher.
I have to disagree with you. I think it's an asset to society. Aside from the fact, and you mentioned this, you could sound really bright at a cocktail party, okay? I think that books like this really profile the things that you don't get in a history lesson in high school or college. I totally believe that these things characterize the fact that presidents, as you alluded to earlier, are real people, and I think it has redeeming value. I really do.
The nation survives these men. We survived the Warren Hardings. We survived, barely, with the Civil War, a string of blithering incompetence in the 1840s and 50s. So it's kind of reassuring in a way to know the nation's stronger than the leader.
Well, you know, I was amazed at a few things in here. I was amazed at a lot of things, but a lot of stuff I was familiar with. But Imelda Marcos was not the first lady who purchased more than 300 pairs of gloves in 1 month. Mary Todd Lincoln did. Now, that shocked me because Mary Todd Lincoln, in pictures you see, doesn't look like a real social butterfly, you know?
She looked incredibly frowdy. She hated to go out.
Right.
In fact, after Lincoln died, she held up in the top floor of the White House, and people who came to see her and just crowds came and literally stripped the downstairs of souvenirs. There were no guards. There was no Secret Service in those days because she didn't want to deal with the public. But she had a buying thing. She had a glove Jones, as you might put it today, that made Marcos's shoe fetish look fairly moderate. She bought thousands of pairs while he was president, 301 trips to New York.
We all know that Richard Nixon covered the pool that Lyndon Johnson and John F. Kennedy used to monkey around in their friends. You make the comment in that portion of the book, that pool you hope now is empty, right?
Yeah.
I can attest to the fact, because I want to tell you what happened. On my last visit to the White House, I went down in that pool, because that's where all of the equipment is for the broadcasting from the press room, which is built above it, and it looks like the inside of a swimming pool. In fact, if you walk from one end to the other, you're going uphill because you're going in the shallow end, and I signed my name on the tile of that pool, so I know it's empty.
All right, I'm glad to hear that. Background, of course, is that JFK liked to swim on natural with young ladies that had been brought to him at the White House and to have photo sessions there, which the Secret Service would rush to a nearby lab, stand by, scowling at the person doing the work, making sure none of it ever got out, bring him back the photos and negatives of all these literally dozens of sessions while he was president. And I want to know where that album is.
Well, I got to tell you, that would be an album that you would need for the pictorial section of this book.
Definitely would go well.
Yeah. Now, what's your next project? Is it going to be about presidents? Is it going to be about vice presidents, first ladies?
Actually, my next project looks again at the military. I've done a book called How to Lose a Battle, which is the 38 worst generals in history and what they did wrong. If you're going to win big, if you're going to be Alexander the Great, you need a Darius to really mess up on the other side. So we took the 38 worst examples of major battles and how they lost. The next one's going to be How to Lose a War.
How to Lose a War. You got a lot of fodder in Washington right now about that, you know. Is General Marshall in this book?
Not as an individual. It does talk about how Eisenhower beat him out for the job.
Yeah.
Of commander of the troops in Europe, which was basically Eisenhower was a liaison to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And FDR wanted, it, under pressure from the Joint Chiefs, to make Marshall, who was head of the Joint Chiefs at the time, the commander there. And Eleanor wanted Dwight D. Eisenhower, one-star General Dwight D. Eisenhower at the time, their liaison. And there was quite an internal row. And eventually she sat her husband down, and the quote that was later mentioned by her, he was at that time gone, was, I said, and who is the president? Who is commander-in-chief? You are the Joint Chiefs. So he appointed Eisenhower.
Wow. Well, I'm anxious for that to come out. But I urge everybody, this has redeeming value, Bill. Don't be so hard on yourself. You put a lot of work into this book. It's good. It's called The Oval Office Oddities, An Irreverent Collection of Presidential Facts and Follies. It's penned by Bill Fawcett. And I got to tell you, this is fun and it's educational. Thanks for writing it, Bill. I appreciate it. And come back when your new book is out, okay?
Thank you, I will.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Bill Fawcett's been our guest.
And the name of the book is Oval Office Oddities, an interesting and at times very comical profile of many of our presidents over the history of our nation. And a lot of these oddities in the book seem strange, but are actually very evident today in presidential lore. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Mike
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with Ron Seggi today, and this is our lifestyle portion of this week's show. Our next guest is one busy lady. She does so many things. She's the author of 107 Things I Wish I Had Known Before My First Baby Came Along. She's an actress, she's an author, she's a mom, and she's founder of MomSanity.com. We're going to talk about how to enjoy the month of August, which, by the way, is National Family Fun Month. Joining us right now is Dawn Yannick. Dawn, how are you? Nice chatting with you again.
Yeah. It's great to talk to you again. I'm so happy to be back on the show.
You are one busy lady. I mean, I can't believe all the things you do between your television, radio appearances, your author. I mean, you just go, 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 go. And you are the best person to talk about a National Family Fun Month in August because you probably need a break like all of us do. So where do we start?
Well, I mean, the thing is that life gets so busy, and we often forget to carve out time for fun. But the good news is that there's still plenty of summer left to make some amazing memories, and I've got plenty of ideas. And the best part of my job at Momsanity and as a senior editor at Reader's Digest is finding and sharing things that will bring the most joy. And today, that is all about family fun.
Well, you know what? And I failed to mention, and I should have done this right out of the chute, because that's a pretty prestigious job you have there, the senior editor at Reader's Digest. Boy, I tell you, what a publication that is. Okay, so where do we start? I know that there are a lot of ways that you can have fun, but if you don't do it the right way, sometimes it can be like Christmas. You plan real hard, and then something gets screwed up. So let's talk about a getaway for a day, a week, you know, 10 days, something, just to break the monotony.
Yeah, there's nothing like a family vacation, and for that, my pick is the Hyatt Ziva Riviera Cancun. Surrounded by lush jungle and sparkling waters, the Hyatt Ziva Riviera Cancun is a tropical, all-inclusive paradise for all ages that takes you from the serene Zen spa to the winding water park, with several surprises along the way. There are tons of restaurants, 9 pools, and your kids will literally never want to leave the water park. But if you can drag them away, they can check out the kids' club while you indulge in some relaxing hydrotherapy treatments. How does that sound?
Well, that sounds like a perfect situation. And you can get that kind of treatment and kind of accommodations at a pretty reasonable rate, can you not?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk now about, it has nothing to do with family fun from a vacation standpoint, but it sure can be a change of pace. I mean, when I was growing up, everybody sat at the dinner table and we talked about things, and it wasn't a heavy deal, it was kind of light. And today, you're lucky if you can get everybody together at the right time. How do you correct that matter? That's so important, Don.
It is, and I think one great way to do that is to get everyone outside and away from their screens by going for a family bike ride. And Huffy has exactly what you need for this kind of classic summer fun. With bikes, scooters, and more available in almost every size and style, Huffy truly has a product to help every family member live the ride so you can spend more quality time together. And if kids who are ages 14 and up will absolutely love the Huffy Crater Mini Bike. It has a push-button start and easy acceleration to 19 miles per hour, so your rider can get riding fast.
You said for kids. Do they have those for grown-ups, too? Because that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Huffy. I had a Huffy. I love my Huffy.
I think we all had Huffies growing up. It's a total classic. Whether you have little kids or older kids, is to be a kid with them. One way I love to do that is by taking them to Sky Zone. It has more than 200 locations in the U.S. and Canada, and the leading active play destination, providing bounce-off-the-wall fun for both kids and kids at heart. Dodgeball, Ninja Warrior courses, zip lines, so much fun. You can just look on skyzone.com to find the location nearest you. You know, I think one of the biggest ways that you can create fun and memorable moments is to just ask your kids what they want to do and really listen. So far, we have fed bunnies at a petting zoo. We went to the museum. We saw a concert, a Broadway show, go to a hot air balloon festival, the Statue of Liberty. We are having so much fun, and my favorite part of all of it has just been spending time with them.
Where can we go, Don, for more information on what we chatted about today?
You can visit chipsontv.com, and for more from Reader's Digest, check out rd.com.
Our guest has been Don Yannick. She is one busy mom. And Don, it's always great talking with you. Have fun this month.
Thank you, Ron. You too.
Okay, I'm going to try to do that. If you don't build memories with your children now, man, as they get older, forget it. And in our lifestyle segment of the show, our guest is a board-certified dermatologist, specializes in general dermatology, acne, psoriasis, skin cancer treatment, surgical dermatology, Botox, and she's also a spokesperson for VisiScal. Joining us is Dr. Tia Paul. Hi, Doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
There are many reasons why you hear over the years, what causes hair loss? What causes hair loss, and is it hereditary?
Everyone loses some hair every day. It's actually normal to lose 50 to 100 strands of hair per day, according to the American Academy of Dermatology. But there are some different types of hair loss, which is this condition where there is essentially excessive hair shedding. It can happen after any big stress in your life, such as maybe even after childbirth or a recent illness, such as COVID, or even after losing a lot of weight all of a sudden, you can have this type of hair loss. The one that runs in the family, that's the one which is one of the most common type of hair loss. In men, it's the male pattern baldness or male pattern hair thinning. thinning that can start with the crown of the head and later on have a receding hairline. In women, the hair thinning typically starts along the part as well as the crown of the head. So even if you don't have a family history, even there is no genetic component to it, just from stress itself, but beyond that, when you start talking about supplements, there are ways you can boost your vitamin intake that is often recommended by dermatologists across the country, especially formulated with Aminomar, which is a proprietary marine collagen complex, again, combined with a bunch of other vitamins that's been shown to help with hair growth within 3 months or so. The sooner you start treatment, the better it is or easier it is, because sometimes you might just have to end up going to the dermatologist because we end up doing a very thorough history trying to, again, figure out what's the true cause.
People by the age of 50, studies suggest that 30 to 60% of women are somehow affected by some degree of hair loss. So many times hair loss, you know, they always say it's the men who actually experience it. That is not the case.
Guy, you're so correct. 30 to 60%, that means essentially half of women can experience some form of hair loss by the age of 50. Finally, even using a serum, like a thickening serum, with like the Viviscal thickening serum, that can help hydrate the hair loss.
Very interesting. I know it is not only a health situation, it is a social situation. Lessening hairs. Dr., where can we go for more information on what we talked about today and even more?
So you can find more information on Viviscal.com, and they even have a 30% off site-wide discount going on for the month of August if you use the code NHLAM30.
Very good. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. A very interesting subject. We can get into other situations on your next visit, okay?
Sounds good. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Dr. Tia Paul has been our guest, board-certified dermatologist. Great solutions preventing hair loss. Make sure to visit our websites, which are ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7 by just hitting the icon on the home page that says Listen Live. And our other icon that can make us friends on Facebook says just that. Let's be friends. And our second website is segisings.com. And if you hit that one, you'll learn all about my tour with my 15-piece orchestra and backup singers with a salute to American Bandstand. We're going to pause for a second, and we'll be right back with more with Ron Segi.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
That's a wrap for Ron Segi today, and I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. And our guests include 99 years old, still going strong, great broadcaster Bob Barker, Derek Huff from Dancing with the Stars, automotive genius Chip Foose, country legend Ronnie Millsap, comedian Joe Gatto, author Bill Fawcett with the book Oval Office Oddities,
and Dr. Yael Varano and Dr. Tia Paul. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie Today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.